Hi, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and welcome to Food Talk and OURadio.org, where celebrity chefs and food writers give us their special cooking tips. And what's for dinner tonight? I have a quick and easy dinner in minutes that will please your family, and it won't break your calorie or your time bank. Well, our guest today is a very famous chef in South Florida. I think he's famous all over the world, actually. His chef, Alan Susser. He's the chef owner of Chef Alan's Restaurant in North Miami. He's won so many awards, it's hard to name them all. Let's just start with a James Beard Award for Best Chef in the Southeast Region, Gourmet Magazine Top Table Chef, and it goes on from there. He's also written many books, and one of his books is The Great Mango Book. Well, welcome, Chef Alan.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be here with you.
It's always great to talk with you. Chef Alan, we're right in the middle of the mango season, and here trees in South Florida are filled. It's been amazing bumper crop this year.
It has been. It's just it's one of the biggest crops I've seen in a number of years. So the trees are filled with mangoes, delicious, wonderful, sweet mangoes.
And there's nothing, we're so lucky here in South Florida, there's nothing to me better than eating a ripe mango that's still warm from the sun.
It's true. Just that sun-ripened, tree-ripened fruit, backyard fruit, just makes a wonderful difference, much to the surprise of anyone from outside of Florida that ever gets to taste one of our mangoes that are grown locally.
But we're going to help them taste good mangoes and throughout
Absolutely.
The program today. And, you know, it's one of my favorite fruits. Here's a statistic that always surprises me. Mangoes are second in popularity throughout the world. They're second to bananas and even coconuts.
Right. Well, mangoes, you know, if you look at the world's population between China, India, as well as Africa, the Mideast, and South America and the Caribbean, there are so many cultures that grew up with mangoes.
And they're healthful. And I didn't realize this. Mangoes are good for your digestive system, and they also help tenderize meats.
They do. They have great components that make up the not only flavor, but also make it healthy for you as well.
Wow. Well, now, let's help people who don't live underneath a mango tree. Let's talk about what are the mangoes we see throughout the United States in the supermarkets, and how do we select them?
Good. Now, that's a great question. There's actually about four or five different types of mangoes that you'll see in the grocery store, although specifically, generally, it just says mango at the grocery store. The varieties that you're seeing are Tommy Atkins, Haydens, Kits, and Kents. But don't be surprised if you only see it say mango. And what you have in the grocery store could be any one of those. And they may be firm when you get it, but there's a lot of different ways of utilizing mango, both firm or ripe, as well as sweet and delicious.
Now, if we see firm ones in the supermarket and we take them home, put them on our countertop, mm-hmm. will they ripen up?
They surely will. To ripen a mango on the countertop, probably anywhere from 2 to 5 days. Depends on the mango itself and how long it's been in the supermarket. But the way that they're shipped, they're picked a little bit green, so that they're firm and so that they ship well, but also that way you can take it home and ripen it as you please.
And just if it gives just a little bit to your thumb, then they're ready.
Yes,
right?
Very similar to an avocado or tomato. You don't need a hard tomato. You leave a little bit of tenderness to it, and when that's ready and it comes to full color, and you probably have a little bit of tropical ambrosia coming from it, a wonderful smell, that's when it's ready to...
Wow, I'm starting to drool now. Now, it can be difficult to, or not difficult, but it's a chore to open up mangoes and cut them. So give us some hints on how to do that.
Okay, you know, there is some very easy approaches to it. With a mango, when you have a mango, it's a kind of an oblong shape and a little bit oval. And so when it rests on the counter, actually I call them cheeks. So the top and the bottom cheek is resting, well, the bottom's on the counter and the top is the other cheek. So if you take that mango and roll it about halfway back across the center of it, you have the mangoes on either side. If you take your knife and cut not directly in the middle, but probably about a half inch off the center and slice through, you'll have one full cheek of mango. Turn the mango around, still on its side, and cut the other cheek, and then you'll have two full cheeks of mango. On either side, you have some little fingers of mango, so with a sharp paring knife, again, you pull those off. But to get the mango out of the skin is actually fairly easy. Take that sharp paring knife a little and just cut parallel lines.
So what you've done is you've taken the knife down the side of the big pit that's in the mango.
That's correct.
So if you've never seen the inside of a mango, have to know that.
Yes.
And then you've got a half of mango.
Correct.
With the skin still on it.
Correct.
So you hold that half in your hand, skin side down, and then what do you do?
Thank you for clarifying. Then you take the point of the knife and cut through probably about 7 or 8 parallel lines across the mango. And with a large soup spoon from your drawer, scoop underneath those, and you'll see that, and turning the mango around, and you'll scoop out all the flesh of the mango already sliced. So that's really easy.
Well, that's, I never thought of that, because that's a great way to have it sliced. I do what you say with the lines down the center, and then I do the opposite direction, so I come
Correct.
Out with little squares.
And that's perfectly wonderful as well. And again, it's sort of making a checkerboard out of the knife cuts and then popping it out from underneath. So you put your fingers underneath the mango and turn it with your thumb, and it'll pop out almost like a hedgehog.
Right. A hedgehog or porcupine,
right,
it just pops up.
Exactly.
And you cut the cubes off.
And then it's already diced for you. So it's very easy to use either fashion.
And I have to make a confession here. I love them so much that when I cut those, as you call them, the cheeks or the sides of the mangoes off, I just take a spoon and eat it right out of the... I just dig right in and eat it up.
I don't blame you.
So they're so good. Now, let's talk about how we use them. And in your book, the Great Mango Book, you have a drink called a mango lassi.
Yes.
It's wonderful. And it's a great drink for the summer. It's refreshing. And I think it's great for the adults and the children in the family. So tell us what it is.
It is. A lassi is actually referring to an Indian drink. But there are a lot of cultures that make a similar milkshake or batido or a lassi. So that if you're taking the flesh of the mango into a blender with a little bit of ice, and then you have a choice to either put yogurt or ice cream or milk with that, and blend it as a smoothie, a lassi, and blend that to a puree. I like to add a little touch of cumin to it and a touch of salt to that lassi and just pour it. It's wonderful flavor, very refreshing and delicious.
Yeah, I'm drooling again.
And if you like, with a lassi, as in any other, you can do half orange juice and milk, or you can add in other fruits. You can add a banana into the lassi, so it would be a mango banana lassi as well.
Sounds good. And I know one time, like blueberries in the season, the same time as mangoes are in season. So
right.
And they're so pretty together with the orange color and the blue color. And I'll just put that in a bowl and maybe put a little custard over the top of it. And that's easy, too.
It's great. I think when you eat with your eyes. And so that the colors and the textures are always important in that type of presentation.
Okay. Now, you said there are many types of mangoes, and there are green mangoes. So if you come home with a green mango, what can you do with it?
Okay, if you have a green mango, meaning the it's ripe but it's hard, it's almost like cooking with a Granny Smith apple. Okay, so it's hard and tart, and with that you can do a great mango slaw, a pickled mango, or even grilling it, which is wonderful. I love it to do a green mango chutney to serve with a grilled piece of fish, which is really nice. And then it's a little bit of a tart acidity that's going along with the fish, which usually cleanses the palate and makes it a lot more palatable.
Wonderful. Now, before we get to dinner in minutes, I wanted to mention that some people have called you a member of the Mango Gang, New World Cuisine. So tell us what that's all about.
Okay, I think the Mango Gang is a group of chefs in the about 10, 15 years ago that kind of were cooking the local ingredients of South Florida. We use mangoes and papayas and tropical fruits as well as the local fish and spices. A couple of members, a couple other guys that were in the Mango Gang were Norman Van Aken and Mark Militello, as well as Doug Rodriguez. And we all sort of took a different approach to our cooking as well as our different restaurants.
But let me just say that these are names that anybody who's interested in food and restaurants will know all of these names.
Right. Yeah. And And they've all gone on to be very successful, wonderful, talented chefs. But as the Mango Gang, we were kind of exploring new ground in South Florida, using our local ingredients, using our local techniques, cooking a little bit Latin, a little bit Caribbean, a little bit New World, using New World ingredients with old world techniques. And we really made a big impact on the cuisine here in Miami, and I think changed the world for food.
I think so. And I want to say New World being us as opposed to France and Italy and the old world. And what's happened is that I think you have made an influence. I mean, you can go into any city in the United States and there are Latin flavors, there are New World cuisine flavors. So I think you really started the ball rolling here.
Yeah, we really were some of the most adventuresome chefs out there. And our fusion of our ingredients and our techniques, I think a lot of chefs afterwards got the idea, oh, we can do that. We can take our ingredients from other cultures and other worlds and blend them and utilize them in a modern fashion. And that's kind of what our Mango Gang was about.
It sure is. And they're all still available and working. You're all doing great jobs.
Right.
So now let's go to dinner in minutes. And,
sure.
Of course, I had to make something with mangoes for dinner in minutes. And this is a steak with a mango salsa. And as we mentioned before, you cut up mango, how to cut up mango. So I've cut this salsa into cubes. And with that, I have to tell you first, it's worth the effort. Somebody once told me that to cut open a mango, you should really get into the bathtub and just be ready to take a shower or a bath after you've done it. So cut that mango over a bowl and gather all the juices from it. And it's worth the effort because it's such a refreshing salsa. So I mixed with it some lime juice, just a little bit of honey, and that really depends on how sweet your mangoes are. Some cilantro, chopped jalapeno peppers. If you didn't want to bother chopping the jalapenos, then okay. So use some hot pepper sauce. And Chef here is nodding his head, so I'm okay as we go. He'll tell me when I go wrong, I think. And you just mix that all together and set it aside. And actually, that'll stay a few days in your refrigerator.
Sounds delicious.
So then for your steak. Well, if you want to barbecue your steak outside, that's great. If you don't want to barbecue outside, then you can sauté it in a sauté pan. And what you want to do, it depends on what kind of steak you buy. A few minutes each side, a little olive oil, salt and pepper is really all it needs. Again, Chef is nodding his head yes. And what you need to know is that 145 degrees on a thermometer is medium rare, and 160 is for medium, and then you can go on for there if you want your steak more well done. It's really, really simple. And as a side dish, I love this new product that's out. There's several different brands where you can microwave your rice. And I use brown rice, and it's only 90 seconds in the microwave. It tastes great if you can find the brand that suits your needs. And it will, and there's no pot to wash, which is really great. But in any case, boil up rice. And here's my tip for boiling rice. If you're going to use a white rice, really simple. I learned this when I lived in Europe. The Italians and the French make their rice by boiling it like pasta. So it's just a big pot of water. You put the rice into the boiling water and you cook it for 10 minutes and you drain. So there's no measuring. You don't have to worry about is it going to go dry or whatever. Real simple way to make your rice. I added some peas to this, some frozen peas. And again, you can defrost the frozen peas in a microwave. Or if you're really lazy, as I usually am, I'm in a hurry. The chef doesn't think so, but I am. I just put it in a sieve and run hot water through the peas, and they really do defrost enough because I'm going to put them into the hot rice where they'll continue to cook a little bit. And then a vinaigrette dressing that you've bought, toss that all together, and that's your simple, easy meal. Now, you can see this full recipe at www.oucooking.org, a full recipe and a photo. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you, Chef Allen.
Oh, a pleasure sharing the mango thoughts with you.
His restaurant is Chef Allen's. It's in North Miami. If you're ever down here, call him and say, I heard you on OU Radio. And I'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions, suggestions, or any comments? You can reach me at dinnerinminutes@ou.org. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next time for more Food Talk.